Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart, continuing our series called Masters of Life. And I appreciate all the comments that you've been sharing and telling me how much you appreciate and enjoy these. Be sure and share your comments. I answer them all personally. And we are continuing today with someone, chances are, you've never heard of. It's not like one of the big famous people I've talked about, like Earl Nightingale and Wayne Dyer and people like that, Neil Donald Walsh. No, today is a person who is a master of life in my book. You know, I said it was going to be not masters of life, not celebrities of life. And so today's master of life is actually somebody that I met when I was 24 years old. That was almost 25. That was 25 years ago. And I was a 24-year-old young man living in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I had listened to an audio tape by Wally Amos, the cookie entrepreneur, and he talked about this church, this Unity Church that he went to in Hawaii, and I'd never heard of a Unity Church. So I looked up what they were about, which wasn't easy back then. Basically, I went to the phone book. They had a small ad, and there was one in this town, and it was actually like 12 people inside of this little, met in the man's house, and that's where I met Rene Paray. That's his name, Rene Paray, R-E-N-E, accent, P-A-R-E, accent. And Rene Paray has been my minister for 25 years. It's interesting, when you have a profound experience with a spiritual teacher, that person becomes your spiritual teacher. And even though I haven't talked to Rene now in years, I still consider him to be that person. When I went through some really rough times in my life, when the church turned against me, where I had started the complaint-free movement, just political nonsense as they had done with three other ministers previously, Rene was my rock. He was my guy. And when my wife left me and divorced me when I was 33 years old and just broke my heart, just left me in a heap, Rene was there and I called him. And I hadn't talked to him in years. And I remember the day she left me and I went out that night to a bar with my brother just because I needed to talk. And I called him from this noisy, noisy bar, and he hadn't heard me in years or talked to me in years. And it didn't matter. He was there to help and to be my friend, even though it was late at night. And I told him what had happened and how I had failed in the relationship and the relationship had gone wrong, etc. And he said something to me which I consider to this day to be one of the most profound things. And when I was a minister, when people would come to me with divorce, etc., things like that, where one person is moving on or leaving, then I would often share this same piece of advice, and it's helped me a lot. So hopefully it will for you. So I'm standing in the bar and I'm talking on this phone to Rene and I can barely hear him. And he said something and I said, "Can you repeat that?" He said, "Your relationship didn't fail. It was complete." Whoa. Let me say that again. Your relationship didn't fail. It was complete. It was done. You had done and achieved and accomplished and gotten everything it was that you were supposed to get from that. It was complete. It was done. It wasn't like you messed up. And so many of us walk around with this guilt because relationships didn't work out. Now, in some cases, maybe we should feel not necessarily guilty, but we should reevaluate what we did so that we don't create those same problems in the future. Absolutely. That we should definitely do. But we don't want to walk around and beat ourselves up for a relationship that's over. We need to remind ourselves when it ends, it's supposed to end because it's complete. It's just done. It's not a failure. It's complete. Give that some consideration today. Think about relationships you've had in the past. Forgive yourself for them. And remember, they didn't fail. They were complete. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.